That was Joseph Arthur from his latest album, The Graduation Ceremony. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumhold, and I am very, very excited to welcome this evening's guests into the studio. They're going to be playing at Dayton Does Dayton at Canal Street Tavern. It's February 3rd and 4th. They're going to be playing on the 4th. They're also going to be releasing their brand new album the following week at Blind Bob's. We're going to give you all the details and get to know the band here in just a moment, but first, let's preview this brand new album. It's by Red Hot Rebellion, and this is Cooking with Gas. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WYSO. Brand new music from Red Hot Rebellion. That's from their forthcoming self-titled album. I am Juliet Frumholt, and I am very happy to introduce the members of Red Hot Rebellion. We've got Jim, Doug, and Andres. Welcome.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Hey.
Very happy to have you all in the house tonight, and very excited to get to hear the brand new album. But before we get to that, tell me a little bit about how you three got started playing together.
Actually, we found each other on Craigslist. You know, it's a modern world, and most people come together on the internet these days. The three of us are from different parts of the country. We just kind of came into the Dayton area over the past couple of years. And when we got here, I think we all had the same idea. Let's try to find some cool cats to play with. So I put an ad in Craigslist, and then I'm Jim, by the way. Doug hit me up, and we started playing together. And then I think we put another ad out for a drummer.
Yeah, I saw an ad on Craigslist. It said something about a crazy bass player that likes to rock out, and I said, "That's my guy."
When you put together a band like this off of Craigslist, as opposed to, you know, being with guys that you've, you know, maybe played with since high school or whatever, is it harder to, you know, sort of get all in sync stylistically, or did the three of you find that you kind of instantly clicked together as a trio?
I think we kind of instantly clicked, right? It's kind of like it was a weird coincidence.
Yeah, it was a very strange, happy coincidence that we all like the same music and all are kind of the same mindset as far as, I think, what we wanted to portray with the music is just, you know, have a good time, get back to a simpler time, and just rocking out.
It is really fun music. And so when I heard the album, you know, it reminded me of being at a concert. Was it hard to capture that sort of live rock vibe, you know, that you would have in a live show in an album like that? How did you go about recording it?
Well, we recorded it here in town and in the Red Studio in Dayton, Ohio. And I think when we practice, we're kind of goofy, kind of like when we're on stage, we're just having a good time and kind of going for it. So I think when we do everything with a lot of intensity, we don't take it really seriously, but we have our intensity, I guess, is serious. So we kind of just went for it in the studio. He's giving me a funny look.
Well, I was just thinking that, we don't take ourselves seriously, but we take the music seriously. So when we were getting ready to do the recording, we had talked to Chris Suttle, who runs In the Red. There's a plug. And that, you know,
greatest
we want
engineer in town.
But yeah, we wanted to do something that would have that live intensity. It's really hard to, you know, capture that, I think, you know, when you're in a room and it's a sterile environment. But, you know, Chris made it fun and we had a good time. And, you know, that's, I think, hopefully what's conveyed when you listen to it. So there you go.
Yeah.
And did you guys go live to tape, or did you divide out the parts? Because I would imagine that would almost be harder to, you know, sort of play your isolated part when you're used to that energy between the three of you, you know, not only the energy that's happening between you and the audience.
Right, yeah, and that's pretty much what we did. We just cut them live and kept the best ones.
Yeah. And then did solos, like a million solos.
Hey.
Right,
Doug? Hey. No, I did them all in one take. Come on.
Right. It's all live. Yeah. We recorded the whole album in 5 hours.
Yeah, and there's no Pro Tools involved. Come on.
None of that.
No. We're honest.
Yeah, we didn't, like, try to fix. I mean, it's a loosey-goosey sound, so, you know, yeah, it is.
When you guys came in, you brought me quite the package of goodies that go along with this album. And I know you've got, you know, you're doing it on CD, you're doing it on vinyl, and you've got this cool comic book. Tell me about all these different sort of ways that you're getting this out there.
Well, when we recorded the album over a span of several months, and it didn't really start out as a concept album, but one day, I think halfway through the record, we knew what songs we were going to record. And then something hit me on the head, and it's like, there's kind of a story going through this whole album. All the music is connected. So I just sat down and kind of wrote out a story, and then found an artist through the internet again who I had a connection. He was a friend of a friend, and kind of pitched it to him because he was a comic book artist that I knew, and he loved it. So we just decided, you know what, if this is crazy, but we'll try to do it. And so we worked together over the span of several months, and now we have a comic book that each page of the book goes with the song on the album, and we're also releasing it on clear red vinyl, so it's kind of a cool package altogether. So that's kind of the roundabout story. What am I missing here?
Yeah, I think you know, we were talking about when we were listening to the record, and we were like, hey, all these songs kind of, you know, like what Jimmy was saying, they're kind of linear and they tell a story. If you want to read into it. And we were like, all right, let's do this. But, you know, kind of hearkening to the days of old when you could pick up an album and open it up and look at, you know, lyrics and have pictures of the band. And it was like, it was an experience, you know. It was before you could click on YouTube and, you know, see everything you needed to see in 90 seconds, you know. So trying to make it exciting. And, you know, we love vinyl and we love music. So, you know, we love comic books. And yeah, so it was kind of, it all made sense to us.
Was it when you guys saw the comic book, when you saw the artwork, was it kind of cool or kind of different to see an artist's rendition, you know, visuals for for what you only know musically and lyrically?
Oh, totally. Yeah, because I can only draw stick figures. So it was like, man, this is awesome. Yeah. It was
told them to go nutty with it. We're like, this is the idea. This is kind of what we have, but just go nuts. And it wound up being perfect. Just another happy accident, I guess.
Yeah, we're pretty much.
Falling ass backwards into great artists.
Yeah.
That is a very lucky streak you've got going. Keep that going.
Yeah, totally.
Now we just need a gold record. Gold record, son.
I think we got one.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Well, in sort of keeping with that thread about the comic book, since you recorded the album and since you've got the comic book now, do you find that your songs have evolved any, you know, throughout the recording process and then the conceptualizing with the comic book? Have you sort of changed the way that you perform these songs or you think of these songs now?
I would say absolutely. Since we recorded the songs, like, over such a long span of time, I feel like they kind of changed while we were playing shows, you know, because we were doing shows in between the recordings. Yeah. So I know that there are a lot of songs that I play differently, except like toward the end of the album, those songs I play, like Open Up and Say Awesome. I play the
not
same.
Radio friendly.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You have to buy the record to hear that one.
Yeah, explicit lyrics, kids. I think what Anders is saying is, I think the songs are still evolving, and I think they've got even more energy and more awesomeness, if that's a word, you know. Yeah. That, when we play them, it's like, you know, it's not like, oh, man, I got to play this song again. It's like, yeah, I get to play this song again, you know.
It's more exciting. It's kind of like, even if you either have the mental image of the comic book in your mind or not, it's like, since that's so intense, we're already intense, and you have to up the intensity live.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been known to light stuff on fire on stage.
Oh, wow.
and then on accident, though.
I'm getting this sort of like Spinal Tap sense between the lighting on fire and when you guys said to have a good time. I was thinking Viv Savage.
Yeah, have a good time, all of the time.
That's right. That's right. Yes.
Well, before we go any further, and before we really talk about the live gigs, that people can check you out at in the next couple weeks, let's hear some tracks from this album. Oh, do you guys want to introduce them at all?
Sure. I have no idea what's coming up next, though.
Built to Rock.
This is a band favorite. It's a song about a girl who's, frankly, built to rock.
Yeah.
So I think we'll let the song speak for itself. Unless you have anything to add.
Nope. Sounds good.
Let's rock.
All righty. New music from Red Hot Rebellion. This is from their self-titled album. It's going to be out real soon. And we'll be back to talk more with the band, let you know how you can see them live here in just a moment on Kaleidoscope.
Care about your stupid friends. That ain't what she gon' try.
New music from Red Hot Rebellion. That's from their self-titled album. It's coming out in just a couple weeks, and we've got the band here in the studio. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Hello.
Welcome back.
All right.
Now, you guys are playing Dayton Does Dayton, which is February 3rd and 4th at Canal Street Tavern. And you guys are playing on the 4th, right?
Correct. We are playing on Saturday, February 4th.
Excellent. And Dayton Does Dayton, for people who haven't been listening for the past couple weeks, to us talk about it, it's a mix of original tunes as well as local bands covering other local bands. So the big question is, who are you guys covering?
Who are we covering? Oh, it's a secret.
Yeah. You're just going to have to come to the show.
Now, we're drawing on the raucous roots of Dayton and doing a tune by the Jackalopes, Luxury Pushers, Legbone, and a relatively new punk rock band in Dayton, Rad Company.
Yep.
So we're going to have a good time, I think.
Yeah.
Very cool. Now, so none of you guys are originally from the area, right?
Well, kind of.
Kind of.
Doug grew up here. Tell him your story, Dougie.
In a nutshell, I grew up here. I moved away for quite some time, and now I'm back. There you go.
Okay.
That's a nutshell.
That is a nutshell, yeah. So I guess my question is, like, the Jackalopes and all of those guys, how did you guys find out about them? You know, because, like, Doug, did you hear them or get to go see them while you were here, or did you guys all come to find them, you know, sooner rather than earlier?
Right. Yeah, actually, I think we did I know I did a little bit of research.
Yeah.
I know Jimmy had gone and seen, I think, Legbone before.
Yeah, when I first moved here, Legbone was the first band that I was like, holy crap, this is good stuff. So
yeah, and then I've got a younger brother or two, and he had told me about the Jackalopes, and I had checked some of their stuff out that's online, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's cool. We can do that. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, kind of the same thing with Luxury Pushers. And then, you know, the same thing with Rad Company.
Yeah.
So
we just kind of dived into the local scene and kind of latched on to bands that kind of fit our, like, intensity, I think. Right?
Yeah. I think we wanted to do songs by bands that if we could play a show with them, that those would be the bands that songs we would cover.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, yeah, it kind of made sense. We're not straying too far from our roots, you know.
Right.
We're keeping it simple.
Is it intimidating at all to, you know, perform, you know, it? I think sometimes it can be easier to perform a cover, you know, from a band that, you know, you aren't going to run into at another show or something like that. You know, is it intimidating to be performing, you know, a cover of somebody right here in the community, let alone somebody who could be in the audience that night?
See, I hadn't thought about that.
You know what we did, though? We actually got contact information for all these bands and hit them up and said, hey, can we have your lyrics? Because we're going to play your songs.
Yeah, and everyone's been real cool with it. They're like, they seem stoked that we're doing these tunes. So
yeah.
I think as long as we don't totally screw them up, which we won't. But
yeah, we'll at least get the lyrics right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because we got them, right?
Yeah, right. We can't mess that up too bad, I guess. Yeah. Unless they catch on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Always a possibility.
Keep the fire away from the lyrics.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, now, in addition to Dayton Does Dayton, you're going to be doing a CD release show at
yes.
Blind Bob's. Tell me about that.
So the album's officially out nationwide on February 7th, and on February 10th, we're doing our album release show at Blind Bob's. It's a Friday, so put it on your calendar, folks. And we'll be selling our vinyl, beautiful red clear vinyl CDs, and we're playing with two great bands, Teenage Rehab from Paducah, Kentucky, and also the fantastic Rad Company, and I think it's gonna be a barn burner. So come on out.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very mm-hmm. nice. And you said nationwide release. If people aren't local and can't come to the Blind Bob show, where can
yes.
they go to get the album?
Probably the easiest way and the way we prefer you do it is from our website, because we get all the money. The money goes right to us. So it's redhotrebellion.com. In fact, you can buy it right now. We're kind of skirting the system a little and made these objects for your desire live right now. So you can buy them right now. With a special coupon code for YSO listeners.
Ooh.
Yeah. Tell them about the code, Jimmy.
The code is, get this, WYSO.
Snazzy. Very
you get
snazzy.
25% off your entire order on redhotrebellion.com. Act now. Quantities are, in fact, limited.
It's true.
So yeah, you can get the vinyl that actually comes with the CD and the comic book, or if you don't have a turntable, you can get the CD. Or if you don't like to touch stuff, you got digital downloads right there. Screw iTunes, buy it from us. It's cheaper, and we love you.
That's right.
All of the options available, yeah. And we'll get a link up to that as well as the promo code on our Facebook page. We're at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Guys, what do you have planned for the rest of the year? Are you going to try to get out on the road or do some more recording or a little bit of both?
All of the above.
All of the above. Yeah, we're just going to try to – I think for this year, I think the goal was to actually just get out. And we've kind of, you know, kept a cloverleaf pattern here with the with Dayton and Chicago and Indianapolis and, you know, kind of going around just playing locally here. But now that we have some product, we're looking
spread our wings.
Looking at you know, maybe getting out of the 500-mile radius and then, you know, doing some stuff and tearing it up. And you know, in the process, we've already, you know, started writing songs for the next round. Yeah, you know, but that's part of the fun, though. You know, you keep going, and the songs keep coming. So.
And I understand that your music is going to get some national exposure that probably could help your touring. Tell me about that.
We have three songs that will be on next season of Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory on the MTV. Imagine that.
Yeah.
And Rob Dyrdek, a local boy from Kettering, so we're kind of stoked to be on. And the show is just insanely awesome, so we're really excited about that. So two songs from the album and one unreleased track will be on this season.
Very cool. Is it kind of crazy, you know, having seen the changes that MTV has gone through, that you can still have a song on MTV?
Yeah, it's all bed music now. You know, there's no music videos and any of that. But yeah, that actually is going to hopefully help fund the next record. And because, you know, we don't make much at the shows, but, you know, through merchandising and licensing music, that's the only way you can really stay afloat as an independent band, I think, these days. So
yeah.
Well, guys, if people want to keep tabs on you, so there's redhotrebellion.com.
Correct.
Where else can they find you online if they want to keep tabs on where they can come see you and upcoming releases and all that good stuff?
We got a Facebook page. We're on the Twitter. We're on the dreadful MySpace.
Yeah. Reverb Nation.
Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
Would I already say Twitter?
Yeah.
We got a what's that bloggy thing we're on?
Tumblr?
The kids,
Tumblr.
Tumblr. Yeah. The kids are into the Tumblr. We're on the Tumblr, the Instagram, pretty much anywhere online that has more than five people on it, we've probably got some kind of presence on it.
Covering your digital bases.
Correct.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you just do a Google search for Red Hot Rebellion, you'll find us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some things you don't want to find. But somewhere in there will be something cool.
Enable your parental controls.
Yeah, turn the safe search on strict.
Well, I think we're about ready for another track from the album. But before we get to that, guys, I want to thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Check them out, Red Hot Rebellion. They're going to be playing at Dayton Does Dayton at Canal Street Tavern. It's February 3rd and 4th. They're playing on the 4th. They've also got a CD release show on February 10th at Blind Bob's in Dayton on 5th Street. We'll get all that info up as well as a link to their store with the fancy dancy code that'll get you a discounted copy of the brand new album, All the Gear. We'll have it on our Facebook page, but first, let's take a listen to this one. It is another track from the new Red Hot Rebellion album, and it's called Devil's Rope. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO.
We'll be right back. feeling like an animal in these eyes.